Latter-day Prophets Speak. Righteous Fathers in the Home. Brigham Young, 1801 to 1877, Second President of the Church. Let the husband and father learn to bend his will to the will of his God, and then instruct his wife and children in this lesson of self-government by his example as well as by precept, and his neighbors also, showing them how to be brave and steadfast in subduing the rebellious and sinful disposition. Such a course as this will eventually subdue that unhallowed influence which works upon the human heart. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 198. Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918, sixth president of the church. Brethren, there is too little religious devotion, love, and fear of God in the home, too much worldliness, selfishness, indifference, and lack of reverence in the family, or it never would exist so abundantly on the outside. Then the home is what needs reforming. Try today and tomorrow to make a change in your home. Do not let your children out to specialists in these things, but teach them by your own precept and example, by your own fireside. Be a specialist yourself in the truth. Worship in the Home, Improvement Era, December 1903, page 138. Harold B. Lee, 1899-1973, 11th President of the Church. A father may have to discipline his child, but he should never do it in anger. He must show forth an increase of love thereafter, lest that one so reproved were to esteem him to be an enemy. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 43. The Lord forbid the feeling of a child that his father or mother is an enemy. The Teachings of Harold B. Lee, page 279. Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985, 12th President of the Church. A child leaving to go away to school or on a mission, a wife suffering stress, a family member being married or desiring guidance in making an important decision, all these are situations in which the father, in exercise of his patriarchal responsibility, can bless his family. The Teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 506. Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994, 13th President of the Church. Fatherhood is not a matter of station or wealth. It is a matter of desire, diligence, and determination to see one's family exalted in the celestial kingdom. If that prize is lost, nothing else really matters. Great Things Required of Their Fathers, Ensign, May 1981, page 36. Howard W. Hunter, 1907 to 1995, 14th President of the Church. Effective family leadership, brethren, requires more quantity and quality time. The teaching and governance of the family must not be left to your wife alone, to society, to school, or even the church. We encourage you, brethren, to remember that priesthood is a righteous authority only. Earn the respect and confidence of your children through your loving relationship with them. Tell your children you love them. Being a Righteous Husband and Father, Ensign, November 1994, pages 50 and 51. Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to the present, 15th President of the Church. Let us deal in kindness and with appreciation with those for whom the Lord will hold us accountable. I never get over the depth of meaning of the words President McKay often quoted. The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. From Richard L. Evans' quote book, Reach Out in Love and Kindness, Ensign, November 1982, page 77. End of the article, Latter-day Prophets Speak, Righteous Fathers in the Home.